We are joined now by Shauna Forsier. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
And what brings you in so early on a Saturday morning?
I'd like to talk about an event that is going to be taking place on Saturday, April 30th, from 10 to 2 o'clock. It's a national event, and we brought it to Drake It with the help of some friends that are on the DEA and our local law enforcement, Drake It. It is called a drug take-back event for prescription drugs. If you have them in your medicine cabinet, you have them at home, please bring them and drop them off. No questions asked. There'll be a DEA agent, law enforcement there, and they will dispose of them properly. You don't want to throw them away in the trash because it's bad for the environment. You want to get rid of them out of the cabinets.
You don't want to flush them.
No, you don't want to flush them down the toilet.
You don't want to flush them, and it's a process. They'll take them, and even you can drop them off at any time at the police department. Your local police department will take the pills at any time. They have a drop-off box there.
Right. There's a drop-off box in Drake. There's a drop-off box in Lowell right inside the police station.
Yeah.
But this is a national event. Everyone's doing it at the same time.
And even the police departments have to get rid of these pills and dispose of them properly, which costs money for them. So they will save money when they drop them off to the site. And it is under lock and key. It's very...
And where is the event taking place on the 30th?
It's going to be at the Inglesby. They're going to have it at the Inglesby Elementary School in Lakeview Ave in Drake It. That's where ours is. You can also go to the you can go to the DEA.gov website, and they have a search so that you can type in your zip code, and they'll tell you who is getting involved in it within 10 miles of your house or whatever. So I think Hudson has one. I think Chelmsford's doing it. There's a bunch. I don't think Lowell's doing it. So if you're listening from Lowell, please come to Drake It on Saturday, April 30th.
And if you don't know the Drake It schools, the large school complex in Drake It, right along Lakeview, is on the left there. The Inglesby is the first school on the right when you turn into the complex. So I'm sure we'll have signs and balloons and whatever up, right?
They'll be there making themselves noticed.
What are the hours?
10 to 2.
10 to 2.
10 to 2.
Okay, so who's been leading up this effort for Drake It?
Well, we have a friend of ours who's on the DEA. He works.
You keep saying we. Who's we?
We.
Yeah.
My husband and I, Jesse.
And you are Shauna
Forsier, yes.
And your husband, Jesse Forsier.
Jesse Forsier, okay. Yes. So friends of ours were over, and we were talking about the war on drugs, because he's obviously an officer, and that's what he does. And he mentioned this, we're talking about the opiates and how the heroin and all that stuff and fentanyl, all that stuff. It's getting much worse. They're not going to be able to control that anytime soon, but what we can do is prevent it. And a lot of these kids and other people are abusing the prescription pills, and that's the new gateway to opiate abuse.
Right. That's what people need to understand is if you have pain medicine that you get because you hurt your back or you get a broken leg or something.
Root canal.
Yep.
And what happens is people leave it in their closet, and then, their son, their daughter, their niece, their nephew, their grandchildren come by, and it's so easy for these kids to get addicted that they start stealing it out of your medicine cabinet. So it's important that you dispose of this, you dispose of old medicine, you bring it to Drake It. Do they have to take off any, information that they have?
No, you don't have to take off anything. So encourage your neighbors. If you have elderly that, might have some medicine hanging around the house, they have, grandkids or people just want to visit, you never know. They look in the medicine cabinet. I've heard of people go to open houses and, look in their medicine cabinets when they check out the bathroom. More than 70% of people who abuse prescription drugs get them from friends or family, often from the home medicine cabinet. Expanding take-back events nationwide is key to strategy in preventing prescription drug diversion abuse while safeguarding the environment. And so they had this program, and they have been removing these dangerous drugs from the homes and educated countless of thousands of concerned citizens about the dangers of drug abuse. I think that they took how many? Well, 5.5 million pounds of pills they got rid of.
Wow.
Of prescription drugs that could be, very harmful to the environment.
And it's not like just get rid of. They have to actually chemically destroy these things to get rid of them.
Yeah, they take them to the incinerator in Andover. And so after the drug take-back event, they watch it. They guard it. When you go to the bank and you watch the money and all that stuff and make sure that it's
You watch the money when you go to the bank?
Well, you know, those
the armored cars.
Okay,
and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Pretty interesting,
business.
Yeah.
They're not fooling around. They're getting rid of these drugs, and it's under lock and key, and it's not going anywhere else.
Unfortunately, all of us...
Get it out of your house.
Right, because all of us have known, you know, the people who have had family members who have OD'd. It starts because of prescription, a lot of times because of prescription abuse. So once again, we're running out of time. Tell everybody when, where, and why.
It is April 30th, which
next
is Saturday.
Saturday,
at the Inglesby Intermediate School, and it is from 10 to 2 o'clock. I would encourage people to bring their children down to show them that medicine is poison and how you dispose of it properly, because if you don't have any use for it, it is poison. It's, you know, get it out of the house, and please ask your neighbors and friends to join you, and let's talk about it and the dangers of opiate abuse and prescription pills.